Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. It's 36 days to the 2023 general elections. Nigerians are gearing up to vote, and politicians are using all manners of sweet words to get to Nigerians and sweep their votes. With political candidates fielding themselves before Nigerians, Nigerians on their part are also looking forward to vote their choice. As the day draws closer, what kind of leaders are Nigerians actually looking forward to have? My colleague goes on the streets of Abuja, where she speaks to some Nigerians.
Elections are approaching and people are fast making up their minds on who they will be voting into power. This is Bisola and I am on the streets of Abuja to get to know from Nigerians what values they hold dearest when it comes to choosing their leaders.
My name is Jude. When it comes to the terms of choosing a leader, the top priority is that we are to choose a leader that will not lead in the terms of corruption, a leader that hates corruption, a leader that will come in order to correct the present challenges we are facing, a leader that will look after the interests of the youth to provide job opportunity, because that's what we are facing right now. Lack of job, and that's what is killing us.
Okay, so I didn't hear you mention anything about where the person is from or the religion of the person. So are you saying this has nothing for you?
No, religion doesn't matter as long as you can do what we favor the masses. I don't think religion doesn't matter. Being a Christian or Muslim, it doesn't matter.
My name is Douglas Akwayoke. My top priority is to vote for someone who is eager to pilot the affairs of the nation to the top, whereby the all citizens will have their rights as well. Yes.
Any particular qualities that the person should have?
The quality here is turning Nigeria from production, from consumption country to a productive country as well. What matters is he who can pilot the affair as well as we want.
My name is Isaiah.
The leader should have the youth in mind. Mostly youth,
yes,
should have them in mind, because youth in every developing country, without youth, that country will not survive it. But if paraventure, any person that be in a position as a president today, he should carry youth along and build things that are, benefit to the youth in terms of creating jobs and to give them some other orientations. They should bring youth into politics to also help the society to develop.
We
cannot, in a situation where you vote a corrupt person to be a leader, don't expect that country to develop. Yeah, these elections coming up in February is based on the integrity and corruption-less persons. We should not look at this person is from my tribe, this person is tribalism. It should not be based on that. It should be based on leadership that has something uphead.
My name is Felicia. I need people who are respectful, disciplined, and who are fear of God. Don't need people still who lie, and those who don't obey the rules of the country. Either Muslim or Christian, anyone. As far as the person will do his job, good job, which is to respect, to do the right thing, that is it.
Those are some Nigerians there telling us the kind of leaders they look forward to having after the election. With what they have said, what kind of leader should they actually go for? Mercy James speaks with the public affairs analyst.
My name is John Kuro. I'm a media practitioner and also a public affairs analyst. You see, in terms of leadership, it's something that we cannot do without. A leader who is incorruptible, a leader who is straightforward, a leader who is transparent, a leader who is accountable, a leader who is ready to work. That is the kind of leadership that we need in this country as citizens and as a nation that is desirous of moving forward. That is the kind of leader. So anything that has to do with leaders that we cannot trust, leaders that have all sort of baggages, blemishes hanging around them, it cannot work. There's no way such a leader can take Nigeria to the place where we want this nation destination to be. It is not possible. So that's why, you know, if you look at the people who have come out to run for different offices in the country, from the presidency to the state governorship, then you talk about members of the National Assembly, mm-hmm. then you talk about the State Assembly and other levels of electoral positions down the line in the country, you will see that the issue of trust is very vital, even though in Nigeria today, politics is seen as a thing that is transactional. It is a transactional entity. We have not reached that point where politics will be seen as a means to serve the people rather than a means to an end, but as a means to serve the people. Then that's when we will start to look at this thing. But today, the people who are coming out to serve in electoral positions, the electorate themselves, the citizens themselves, are not even so concerned about their personalities in terms of their track record, in terms of their character, their attitude. You know, we are more concerned about structure. Today, if you look at, if you go out there and you follow the campaign trail of many of these aspirants, you'll be hearing things like, I will do this for you, I will build you houses, I will put water, I will build roads, the same story. But beyond that, beyond this is not the kind of politics we want to see in Nigeria today. We want to see people who will come out, who will step out, people who are transparent, who are ready to present themselves for service based on their track record and based on the depth of their character and personage.
What you're trying to say is all these attributes that you've mentioned are what Nigerians need, are what the people need to take Nigeria to the next level.
Yes, if Nigeria must move forward as a nation that is desirous of developing, because today we are still counted among developing countries, even on underdeveloped countries, despite the fact that we have all the potentials to be among the top 10 economies in the world in terms of the quality of lives of citizens and all other human development index, yet we are still down there. Everything is because of leadership. So if we don't have a paradigm shift in leadership and get the kind of people who will move the nation forward based on the character, based on their ability to be without blemish, then we are still going to be singing the same old story. Because like I said earlier, today, politics is seen as a business. It is transactional. So most people that step out to serve or to run for elective offices, they are not concerned about the integrity. They're not concerned about their personality. They're not concerned about anything. They're only concerned about what they are going to gain when they assume this office. That is why today in Nigeria, politics has become a war. A war. Yes, even though former Chinese Premier Chairman Mao, you know, said that politics is like a war without bloodshed, without war. But Nigeria today, politics is a war. But it's not supposed to be. There must be a paradigm shift. The most character of the individual is very vital to this much desired paradigm shift and change.
That was John Okoro, a public affairs analyst, speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. We will be going on break. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at what Nigerians really want come 2023. Before we went on break, we spoke to some Nigerians who told us what they really want in the next set of leaders for Nigeria. We also heard from a public affairs analyst who told us the kind of leaders that would take Nigeria to the next level. Religion in Nigeria, to an extent, plays a huge role in politics and political decisions in Nigeria. That is why it is normal to see political candidates visit religious leaders and call for support from them and their followers. Why do religious leaders get involved in the first place? What do they preach to their followers regarding elections and voting? I had a chat with some religious leaders, and this is what they had to say.
My name is Caleb Silvanus Dakwak. You know, voting is the choice of an individual, and as a pastor, I do not impose my decision or my choice on anybody because I have only one vote. But we it's our responsibility to tell people the kind of politicians they should vote for, especially those whose integrity we are certain of. And that's all.
Okay, but religious leaders have been accused of pushing their leaders towards religious divide, you know, telling them, vote for our own because he's a Christian, or vote for our own because he's a Muslim. What's your take on that?
As a Christian clergy, I will say that what has brought about this kind of change is the current situation where APC decided on a Muslim ticket. If not, you know, in the past, you hardly hear a Christian clergy coming out to declare that a particular candidate should be voted for. So this is the situation. If not, I, for one, will not subscribe to such kind of imposition on people.
Okay, yeah. But don't we all serve one God? Why should religion play a role in, you know, telling our people who to vote for and to look? Shouldn't we tell them rather to look beyond religion and look at character?
That should have been the right thing to do.
All right. Yes. So finally, what's your word out there to other religious leaders? I mean, we preach one Nigeria, and I don't believe religion should be something in the middle. Doesn't matter what ticket it is now.
It is the politicians that came up with this divide. The problem is not with we, the religious leaders, it's with the politicians themselves.
So and don't you think the religious leaders should move to change that notion and educate the people rather and tell them, okay, let us look beyond religious divide?
That's what we of the Christian clergy have been doing and are still doing. In spite of the agitations, we still project the position of, credibility rather than religion. Actually, that's what we've been trying to do.
That was Reverend Caleb Silvanus, a Christian cleric, speaking. Let's hear what the Muslim cleric thinks.
My name is Hussein Musa Abubakar. If Imam Masjid Sautu Sunnah, as election is concerned, or as Nigeria is concerned, since we are in democracy, we need our leaders that will rule us in the country in all level of government. So we encourage our people to vote those that have Nigeria at heart and also have the Nigerians. We are not after any party. We don't encourage people to vote based on parties because they are all human beings that are in those parties. The people we need in this country, as far as Nigeria is concerned, especially in this situation, we need people that will fix the problem we are facing in the country. People that will have the masses that voted for them in their minds, that will act and do as or what the masses are expected of them to do.
Okay, so you tell this to your followers. Why? Why do you tell them this?
Because we need a good leadership. The religion of Islam teaches us a good leadership, that a leader must be a person that is that has sympathy, that is kind, and that leads his people to the destination that they are willing to.
All right, now fight.
We learned this from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Within the 23 years he established his government, justice prevailed over all the oppression that is going on during the pre-Islamic period. Within these 23 years, everybody has justice in that leadership.
All right. So do you also tell your people to vote beyond religion? Because there have been lots of conflicts saying, okay, there's a Muslim ticket, there's a Muslim-Christian ticket, there's a Christian. You know, people are calling for religion now. What do you tell your followers in terms of religion and politics?
I said, in this situation, I don't encourage my people to vote based on religion.
Okay.
Because all the people aspiring for the seat of president, governors, or state legislative, or the representative, or senate, none of them is a Muslim. He's not coming to the mosque to teach people how to purify themselves, neither to teach them how to perform ablution or prayers. The same thing, the Christian aspirants, none of them will climb the podium in the church and teach them how to be the people of God. So it has nothing to do with the religion because they don't teach us religion. What they want is our vote, and what they want is just to lead. They are not teaching us religion, so I will advise if we are to vote, then we should vote the competent person based on his personality, not based on the religion. Whether from north, from south, from whatever part of the country he comes from, in as far as he will deliver what the Nigerians want, that's the leader we want at the moment.
That was Imam Husseini, Muslim cleric, speaking. Religion or not, every voter should look beyond what they stand to gain today and vote for the future of their children. Remember, go and collect your PVCs to really make that change that you are yearning for. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone whose voices we heard on the show. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadija. Now, if you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.